We don't know a lot about it other than what's been reported. We've had reports of headless seals on Bellevue. There's also been reports of them in other places. For example, we've got a report of some headless seals showing up around Musgrave Harbor. So we've got a few reports of them in different places. And of course, then there was the one of reported from Cape Breton last week or so.
How could this happen?
They're actually not that, well, I wouldn't go so far as to say it's common. It's not unusual for us to get these reports. It happens on a fairly regular basis. What it is in the pictures that we've seen in that are they're young. In fact, the one on the picture of Bellevue Beach, it shows that those animals are mostly white coats. So that would be a young harp seal. They probably died in during the time shortly after birth. So that means that they would have died back in March and probably sunk. And then as they build up gas in that and start to decompose, they surface and then get washed ashore. And this happens fairly often. We see these when we have the poor ice like we had this year. So for this year, we had very, very poor ice. There's very little ice down in the Gulf of St. Lawrence where when harp seals pup. The ice off of Labrador, southern Labrador, was also not good this year. A lot of open water, a lot of thin ice. And what happens is that we know that in cases like that, we get mortality when the young get washed into the water and they drown because they just can't survive swimming full time before they're properly developed. And usually that happens either when they're nursing, in the case of, say, a white coat, it's still nursing, or it could be a little later once they've molted, but before they build the physiological capability of diving and swimming for all the time. At that time, they still need ice to haul out on. If that ice is destroyed, either through storms or melt, the animals get dumped into the water. They start to they essentially drown. And so then what will happen is that they'll often sink once they do this. We then see after a little while, they come back to the surface and then get blown onto shore, and we see them up on the beaches. So I don't know if you recall, but say back in 2005, we had a situation where there was about 2,000 of them washed up along the west coast, up in the Portageois area. Again, in around 2010, we had it. And these are all years where we have very poor ice and where we have high mortality, you know, due to bad ice and storms during the pupping period. So once these animals die, of course, the scavengers start to work on them, and they've got eyes and noses and mouths and that where you get a lot of scavenging going on, both underwater as well as if they're on the beach. And something that seems to happen on a pretty regular basis is that as they start to decompose, the sort of the weak link, if you want to call it, occurs around the neck. So the skull is fairly heavy. The body itself is encased in this blubber, which makes it fairly intact. So it tends to stay as a whole. And of course, it's just the neck between them that becomes weak. So you often will, what we'll often see is that the head will actually fall off. One of the pictures say in Musgrave Harbor that it didn't have the skull, but it actually still had a jaw that was attached. So you see this split at the head. And so it's pretty common for decomposing seals to see them as headless. And of course, people think that there's a reason for it. You know, oh my goodness, somebody's done something to these. And it's just simply the way in which the decomposition occurs.
So there isn't any concern from DFO that this could be anything other than just the natural environment taking its course.
Well, of course, there's concern because you've got mortality. And it's mortality, what it suggests, because they're washing ashore, is that you had fairly high mortality of the pups this year for the harp seals. And so we are concerned about that. We do take that into account when we do our assessments, and we need to make sure that we do not just ignore it. But in terms of them being headless, there's nothing unusual about that. We often see dead seals being headless. So no, that's just part of the natural process.